This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, I'm going to teach you how to focus on God. For 25 years, I fought blindness working as an eye surgeon in developing countries. I performed vitreoretinal surgery, and I had the privilege of restoring vision and preserving the sight of thousands of people. When I restored vision to a blind person, I gave them back their life. They were no longer dependent on others because they could see to take care of themselves. For the rest of my life, I've decided to fight a different type of blindness. Inner blindness is even more prevalent than ocular blindness. Billions of people suffer from inner blindness. They can't see God at work in their life, and they're blinded by impossibility. They need spiritual surgery to restore their inner vision. They need to learn the spiritual law of focus so that they can see God at work in their world. What is this law? The spiritual law of focus states, the focus of your mind determines God's presence in your life. You must focus on God's love in order to see God at work in your world. The power and presence of God in your life is love. If you don't focus on God's love, you will never experience His presence and power. Once there was a smart fish who taught himself to read. Finding reading material wasn't that difficult because the oceans had become the trash bins for the world. Millions of people loaded their rubbish onto giant barges and sent it far out to sea where they dumped it. Although this wasn't good for the oceans, it provided the brilliant fish with a never-ending supply of reading material. One day the fish read an article that said all life was dependent on water. It pointed out that many places on planet Earth could no longer sustain life because of insufficient water. The highly intelligent fish decided that if water was so important, and if his survival depended on it, he must find some water for himself. So he gave up his reading, and he spent the rest of his days swimming in the oceans, relentlessly searching for water. Water became his holy grail. The fish eventually died without discovering that he had been swimming in an ocean of water every single day of his life. This fish is like billions of people who swim in the ocean of God's love without realizing that it's there. Although it sustains them and supports them and keeps them alive, they can't see it or feel it. They have never learned to focus their mind on God's love. All love comes from God. He created it and continually pours it into the human heart. Love is the power and presence of God in the world. When you see love, you see God at work. If you want to become aware of God's presence and power, you must focus on His love. When you focus your mind on God's love, it pushes all other things out of your mind. When you focus on other things, it pushes God's presence out of your mind. If you don't focus on God's love, your mental focus will squeeze God out of your life. In year 2000, the average American spent 5.5 hours each day watching television and using computers for entertainment. If you work 8 hours, sleep 8 hours, do electronic entertainment for 5.5 hours, eat for 1.5 hours, and commute for 1 hour, you have used up 24 hours. This doesn't include time spent shopping, transporting children, and social events. There aren't enough hours in a day to accommodate a Western lifestyle. It's extremely easy to squeeze God out of your life. When your focus is on your work, on television, and all of your secondary activities, your focus actually pushes God out of your life. If you adopt a typical Western lifestyle, you will focus your mind on everything except God. The inevitable result is a storm of thoughts blowing through your mind rather than the peaceful presence of God. If you want to practice God's presence, you must focus on His love. God must be an overriding presence that gives flavor and meaning to everything you do. How do you focus on God's presence? Inside each of us is a God finder. When you activate your God finder, you discover all of the good things that God is doing in your life. If you want to see God at work, you have to focus on what He does best. You have to focus on His love. Activating your God finder is easy. simply take a pencil and paper and write down all the good things in your life that have come from God. When you turn on your God Finder, you find that there are dozens of things that God has done for you and that He continues to do each day. So, what can you write in your God Finder? Well, here's some things. Number one, God loves me with an everlasting love, and nothing in the entire universe can separate me from His love. Number two, God has filled my mind with His love. Number three, God's love has washed the toxic waste of resentment out of my mind. Number four, God has forgiven me for all the things that I've done wrong and for all the mistakes that I've made. His love not only wipes the slate clean, it throws the slate away. Number five, God's love is healing my damaged emotions. Number six, God has healed my physical body thousands of times. Each time that I recover from an illness, I am reminded that physical healing is an expression of His love. Number seven, God has made me come alive spiritually. I've been born again. I'm one of His children, and I actually dare to call God my Father. Number eight, God has taken my fragmented life and made it whole. Now I organize my life around the power of His love. Number nine, God's love knows no limits. He even permitted Jesus to die to prove the point. Number 10, God's love is unconditional. There is nothing that I must do to be worthy of it. Number 11, God loves me and accepts me the way I am, but He loves me too much to let me stay that way. He loves me from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, and it doesn't get any better than that. Number 12, every time a baby is born, I have proof that God hasn't given up on His world. Number 13, God has given me the ability to achieve excellence in at least one area of my life. Number 14, God's plan for my life is good for me. It will never put me on a destructive treadmill from which I long to escape. Number 15, God's plan for my life is perfect for the type of person that I am. Number 16, God's plan for my life is acceptable to me. God knows me better than I know myself, and His plan recognizes and honors who I am. Number 17, God has created me in His own image. Number 18, God has given me a spirit that lives forever. The relationship that I have with Him now will go with me into eternity. Number 19, although my body may not be in such great shape, who I am on the inside is just fine. My spirit is not only healthy, it's also whole, and God's wholeness lasts forever. Number 20, God has taken the fear of death from my heart and mind. I am spiritually alive, and the real me will live forever. Number 21, God speaks to me with His voice of love. I can hear what He's saying whenever I become silent and listen. Number 22, there is no limit to how good my life can become when I max out on God's love. There is no doubt about it. God's hand of love is at work in my life. You must be proactive in focusing on God's love. If you don't take the time to do it, soon you will forget that He is there. The reason that most people never see God at work is because they never focus on His love. The focus of your mind either makes or breaks your spiritual life. The way to have a vibrant faith is to focus on God's love. The problem is, most people focus on everything except God's love. Money is good, except when it becomes the focus of your life. When your primary focus is on your wallet, it isn't long before God's presence fades from your heart and mind. Everything that you own is wonderful, as long as it doesn't own you. Your possessions become your prison if they become the focus of your life. We all have piles of stuff that we carry through life. Carrying all that baggage around for 100 years is a lot of work. Sometimes we become addicted to our stuff. We want a huge pile of it. We love it, and we try to accumulate the biggest pile possible during our short stay on planet Earth. The more we look at our stuff, the less we see of God's presence and power. When you give up your small ambitions and stop looking at your pile of stuff, you can focus on God and see Him at work. When you focus on loving God through loving other people, God's presence looms large in your life. The more you focus on God's love, the more real He becomes. There are hundreds of ways that you can express God's love to the world. Each time God uses you to spread His love around, the power of His love flows through you. The more you focus on love, the greater it grows and the more it expands into your life. You must use the power of focus in order to see God at work. Every minute that you focus on God's love is a minute in which He is powerfully present. You can have 20/20 spiritual vision if you turn on your God finder and continually focus on His love. If you can't see God, you have inner blindness. You're focusing on everything except God. Spiritual blindness is a curable condition. Change your mental focus to the most powerful force in the universe. Turn on your God finder and focus on His love. Your life will never be the same. Now I want to give you a very short affirmation that you can use to focus on God's love. Here's the affirmation. God is love and works by love and by nothing else than love. The power and presence of God in my life is love. When I see love, I see God at work. If I want to become aware of God's presence and power, I must focus on His love.